We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
If you're a pro in navigating mother-in-law drama, we've got a mother-in-law who is a monster in law, and a friend of ours needs your help.
I think the way we're going to have to do this, Jen, is with comfort in numbers.
Okay.
I think because the navigating of the mother-in-law thing or the in-laws, if you have passionate in-laws, mm-hmm. right? The navigating of that is a challenge
mm-hmm.
because they're family now.
Definitely.
But I think we can make our friends feel more comfortable by letting them know what could be happening.
True. Okay.
All right. So the story that I wanted to share today was of a mother-in-law who took the opportunity to go in and redecorate the couple's master bedroom. While they were on their honeymoon.
Redecorate the entire thing?
So they come home from their honeymoon.
Oh, no. They come home.
Unlock the door to their house. They want to drop their bags.
Our new life starts now.
Right. Oh, dear Mr. Whiskers. I will get a cat, get a cat. Well, looking at the mail. Bill. Junk mail. Did you buy a new comforter before we left? No, did you? Have our walls always been gray? Where did that picture come from? The mom-in-law did it.
Oh, no. And I'm sure she thought she was being so friendly
yep.
and so sweet and so thoughtful. But you don't go into a... Was it the bride's mom or the groom's mom? Or does that make a difference?
I think it was the bride's mom.
The bride's mom all up in their
the
master
groom's
bedroom.
Business. And he's
it's
like,
a little weird.
He's like, oh God, what did I sign up for?
It's too much.
So 404-263-0941. If you have a story that can top that.
Because it's like, had she stocked the fridge? Really nice, right?
Right.
Brought over a hot meal so they didn't have to worry about it the day they get home. Super thoughtful.
What about just washing the linens and running a dust cloth over everything and a vacuum cleaner and doing a little spray of some fat, you know, air freshener?
Very, very sweet.
But once you go put a coat of paint on the walls and change the picture frames?
Mm-mm. Invasive.
Stephanie in Johns Creek, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm calling up because I'm just like offended by this entire conversation about mother-in-laws. I am a mother-in-law. And I'm calling to explain our role in the family so that everyone really understands this.
Okay.
Okay, so
I did not mean to offend you by saying monster-in-law.
Okay, I am a mother-in-law, and this is the way it is. We raise our children in a certain way. I raise my son in a certain way, okay?
Okay.
And what my job is to do is to teach my daughter-in-law how it is to continue to raise my son with the blueprint, with the outline that I gave her of how it is that he should continue to develop as a person.
Oh, really?
I mean, that is our job. Like, he came from somewhere, and I raised him in a certain way with a specific, you know, set of ideals, set of values. This is the blueprint. I give it to you.
Okay.
And her job is to continue to do that. My job is to teach her.
All right.
Whoa.
Okay, do you have a married son now?
I do.
And how old was he when he got married?
He was 27.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 9.
Okay, so he's 27 years old when he gets married.
Yes.
He's an adult.
Yeah, ain't you done raising him a few years before that?
But, you know, the thing is that your children never stop being your children.
Of course, at some point,
you always help your children to make the right decisions.
But Stephanie, at some point, you have to stop mothering him, and you have to start treating him with the respect that he can make decisions on his own.
You got to start doing...
That's the thing is, I'm not mothering him. I'm teaching his wife how to do that. I'm not mothering him. I'm teaching his wife how best to help him.
All right, can you hang on 1 second? All right, first of all, Stephanie, address this. So the story that we shared to start this whole thing off was a mother-in-law who used her key to enter a new couple's home while they're on their honeymoon and redecorate the bedroom. Do you see anything? Okay. Do you see anything wrong with that?
Well, what I would say is that it's helpful for her to make sure that their home would be something that the two of them would want to come home to. So, I mean, you know, the thing is that if they gave her a key, they must have felt very comfortable with her. And they must have felt, you know what, we feel like she's going to help us out. And it's certainly not something like that would be bad.
All right.
So, I mean, I'm sure what she did was very tasteful and very helpful and very much, at least in the son style, I'm sure she knows her daughter-in-law well enough to know that it wouldn't be bad.
All right.
And she was just, you know, making a surprise for when they got home.
Okay. Stephanie, I want you to listen to Melanie and Milton. Melanie, what happened with your in-laws?
Okay, so picture this. I'm coming back from my honeymoon.
Yep.
Into our new condo that I never even lived in.
Okay.
Walk into my master bedroom with my new husband and find out that his mother had slept in our bed, our new bed, new sheets, new everything, and didn't even have the decency to wash the sheets and put the bed back together. The woman lived in our place for a whole 2 weeks and then left it a mess for me.
Was she watching? Do you guys have like parakeets or something that she had to feed?
No, nothing. Honestly, guys, we had just closed on that condo 3 hours before we left on our honeymoon, so I never even stepped a foot in that place.
All right.
Would I have loved for this woman to have designed and decorated the house beautifully and left it in her own taste and then we could turn around and change it? Yes, but to watch her just have a romp in my bed and leave those sheets open
gross.
For me to come home to stinky sheets was horrible.
Oh my God. Was that just the first in many other things that happened after that?
Oh my
it would
God.
Have to be, because that's your warning sign, right? Right after the honeymoon?
Well,
Stephanie, how
I
do
have
you
to say I would not do that.
Okay.
I mean, I would not do that because that sounds incestuous. Like there's something wrong there. Like there's very something wrong there. Like I think that's wrong. She should have made the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But was it okay for her to spend the night there? She just had to do the linens, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, as long as she had cleaned the linens, yeah, sure.
Oh my gosh. I think we're gonna be able to get our friend some comfort in numbers. I don't know about Stephanie, but...
All right, yeah, let's let Stephanie go. And thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, and God bless your daughter-in-law. The phones are pretty jammed up. We got great calls, calling the honeymoon hotel repeatedly.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these stories are going to be outrageous.
Redecorating, going through stuff. Wow, okay. 404-263-0941. With your passionate in-law stories.
With the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We heard about a friend of ours whose mother-in-law came in and redecorated the entire master bedroom while the couple was on their honeymoon.
Lord.
So we need some comfort in numbers. 404-263-0941. If you are a pro, because you've handled some mother-in-law stuff.
All right. Jessica and Macadonna, what did your mother-in-law do?
Oh, my gosh. She showed up once I eloped with my husband, showed up at our condo, stayed for the wedding, and stayed the whole honeymoon.
Oh, Lord. So your mother-in-law was, like, in the guest room of your honeymoon condo.
Well, she did get a hotel room, but we had to stay with her the whole weekend. I was in the hot tub when she showed up.
Oh, no!
No.
Not something you want the groom's mom there for.
Nicole in Noonan.
Oh, no.
Yes, after I had my first child, my mother-in-law came over and decided to, unannounced, mind you, and decided to redecorate the nursery. Yeah, it was a little rough. And we had to establish some boundaries, you know what I mean? Boundaries are very important.
Wow.
Your home is a reflection of you.
I've heard, wow. Jen, and help me with this, but am I accurate that in the time around when you have a baby, your hormones are intense, meaning that something like that could send you over the edge?
Definitely.
Hi, Erica.
Hey.
What about your mother-in-law? Hello. What do you got?
She would come sit on my family couch in her underwear.
What?
Like when other people are home?
Yeah. Me and her son and some of my friends sometimes, some of the other family sometimes. It was horrible.
So she would just hang out around her adult son in a bra and...
She would wear a shirt sometimes.
She would wear a shirt and underwear. Where were her pants?
I don't know.
Like, what is
probably in my washer. I don't know.
How did that even happen?
Where are your pants? Ma'am! Mom! Where are your pants?
Seriously?
Jen, that's a question you would ask your four-year-old and also your mother-in-law.
That's so bizarre.
Stockbridge, Amber, hi.
Hi. So whenever my wife and I first got married, we had came back from our honeymoon, and my mother-in-law came in and redecorated the entire house, painted the walls this ugly orange burnt color with beige couches and ugly pink pillows, and the kids' rooms were like an ugly pink and gray color. She completely like destroyed our house, and we ended up moving like a whole month and a half later because we sold the house.
We've got to, and I'm sure she takes credit. She probably takes credit for that, for any profit you made because her
of the beautiful
great
design,
decorating skills,
the burnt orange walls.
Let's put this on Facebook. I don't know if people leave comments though, because then your name's attached to them.
Oh yeah,
and your mother-in-law might see them.
We can try.
Yeah, we can put it up on Facebook. And if you would like to give comfort and numbers to our friend with an intense, a passionate mother-in-law, we'll share those comments with him.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.